Coach's Insight here on CARE 93.7 as we continue to get you prepped for week one of the high school football season tomorrow night. And now we get a chance to talk to ACCHS head coach, that is Alex Thornburg. It is presented by L&L Construction. Coach, thank you so much for joining us. Another year getting going tomorrow night. And let's talk about what a historic season it was for your program a year ago. Six wins. It was the first time since 2010 that you won a league championship. You had a first playoff appearance as well since 2011. And then the first winning season since 2012. Just what was that experience like last year with your team and having all those accolades and especially winning that NEKL title?
Yeah, and last year was awesome for us. I just think the biggest thing that I've seen change in our kids is the confidence. You know, it's tough when you go out on Friday nights after practicing all week and you get beat down. And we had had that, you know, our kids had seen that in the past few years. And it was just nice, you know, their hard work was finally rewarded. You know, we had kids working hard in the weight room, you know, the practice field. And it was just nice to see it pay off for those guys. You know, I was really happy. We had some great seniors last year that have moved on that were huge in the success that we had last year. And, you know, I was really happy for them. And now, you know, it's time for these younger guys to step up and carry on what we started last year.
And certainly an opportunity to repeat as league champions this year. Of course, the NEKL is always a tough out, but you bring back a lot of pieces. 18 letter winners, you return 9 starters on both sides of the ball. And let's start with your quarterback in Bryson Lee, second team all league a year ago. How's he looking here in the preseason, getting ready for his senior campaign?
Yeah, it's nice. Bryson's really taken a step forward with his leadership and just knowledge of our offense. You know, letting guys know, hey, here's some little changes we need to make to make our team more successful. And he's done a great job of that.
Let's talk
overall. You know, I like the progress that we've made so far, and it helps returning, like you said, 9 guys on both sides of the ball. So we should be a pretty veteran team, and I feel like we should be able to, you know, start quick here, avoid hopefully some of those growing pains that we went through last year, week 1, 2, and 3, and I'm hoping, you know, we can get ourselves rolling pretty quick. And it is nice, you know, like you said, we get to play a full league schedule this year. We play 6 league schools. And we're really looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, and we'll talk about Valley Falls and the Week 1 matchup coming up in our next segment. But switching to the other side of the ball real quick, one of the things you had mentioned in our Pigskin Preview magazine, which is available at a ton of locations still if you want to get the best preview of high school football in Northeast Kansas. The defensive line could be one of the strongest units for you. Canyon Toll, first-team All-League a year ago, and then you got Colton Myers, who was a second-team All-League selection. Guys like Tyler McRae, Dalton Damon, Vincent Webb, Carter Page, a lot of these guys, so it seems like that could be maybe the strongest group for you.
Yeah, we feel really good about our defensive line. Return all 4 of those guys from last year that started, and then we feel like we have some really good rotational depth there, whether it is, you know, Vince Webb or Carter Page or Aiden Lott. You know, we have guys that we feel like when we put them in, they're going to be in a position to be successful. So, you know, I really like the way our D-line's playing. And, you know, when you have 3 seniors up there providing good leadership, it's exciting.
Let's talk about the Week 1 matchup tomorrow night. You go to Valley Falls, and they make the jump from 8-man to 11-man this season. So first time since 2015 that Valley Falls is back in the 11-man ranks. So as you look and watch them make the jump, they certainly have some good athletes and a very good quarterback that we'll talk about. But what's the early scouting report on Valley Falls?
Yeah, Valley is a very athletic team. You know, in basketball, we played them 4 times last year, and a lot of those same guys are on the football team and tremendous athletes. You know, probably one of the fastest kids in the league, in the Evans kid. And like you said, the quarterback, the Cervantes kid, is a tremendous athlete as well. And I know Coach Hofstra pretty well. So I know those guys are going to be well coached, a disciplined football team that's going to, you know, fly around and make some plays. So we're excited for the opportunity to play Valley Falls, and I think they're excited too to get back up into the 11-man ranks.
You certainly have more knowledge than I about, you know, things like this, but you, how challenging would it be for a team to make that jump from the 8-man ranks back to the 11-man ranks?
Yeah, you know, it's tough when you add three more players onto the field. We talked with, you know, I talked with Coach Hofstra about that a lot in the off season. You know, trying to find some of those spots for guys and making sure you have guys to fill those positions that you need. It's going to be a transition, but from what I've, the little bit of film that I've seen on them, they look like they're doing a nice job making that transition.
And you talk about quarterback Dylan Cervantes, the lone returning captain for him, a dual threat option. He was their leading rusher and passer a year ago. What are going to be a few keys? We talked about how good the defensive line is for you guys, and they're obviously going to be a big key in this, but what's a few keys in containing him, keeping him in check?
As long as we can keep him inside the pocket and not let him scramble, I like the way our defense flies to the football. So if we can keep him in the pocket, I think that's going to be our biggest key for success defensively. And, you know, with him and the Evans kid, all those guys that they have, their skill players, we have to make the first tackle, right? We can't get second and third contact on those guys. We have to make the initial tackle, or else they have the chance to break one off on us for a touchdown.
Certainly one of the many keys, of course, when you get ready for a ball game. But, you know, outside of containing Cervantes and keeping him in check, what will be a few more keys to this game? You know, begin the season on a right note and get a victory tomorrow night.
Yeah, and I think I said it, you know, every week last year, but we have to take care of the football. That's the easiest way to lose football games is by turning the football over. So as long as we do a good job of protecting the football and limiting our turnovers, I think we'll have a pretty good chance to be successful throughout the season. And really just relying on our older guys to be good leaders. I think that's going to be huge for us in this early part of the season. A lot of those guys that are seniors, you know, this is their third year starting playing varsity football for us. So we're going to rely heavily on those guys, and their leadership is going to be huge for us.
ACCHS head football coach Alex Thornburg joining us again, brought to you by L&L Construction. His team will defend their Northeast Kansas League title here in 2022, and their run starts Friday night, or tomorrow night, I should say. They'll be at Valley Falls as they make the jump back to the 11-man side. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck tomorrow night at Valley Falls, and of course, we will talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Brandon. I appreciate it.
There it is. Alex Thornburg joining us. We'll talk Jefferson County North football when we come back here on KARE 93.7.